I'm Ed Rose, and this is a special edition of Citizen Kane. Today's program, available only on 101.7 WXCY Radio, remembers Kane's Mr. Music, Loren Wright. Loren Wright came to the Hilltop in 1956 in one of the great trades in town history when Sheffield and Kane High swapped music directors. From the very start, this energetic maestro encouraged both young and old to pick up an instrument or to sing along with him in an on-the-spot audition. Many students and area residents discovered they had unknown musical talents, which Wright encouraged and developed. Others learned to master voice or piano or percussion with his steady influence. He directed youth and community singing groups, high school concerts, the marching band, led the junior and senior high choruses, and established the Teen Tones and the Kane High Choraleers. He brought fame and honor to Kane's music programs throughout the region. Loren Wright was a charismatic leader that identified, coached, and showcased musical talent for more than two decades. In 1957, Wright created a Christmas Carol Festival that became an annual tradition. On occasion, he would lead the festivities dressed in a Santa suit or other festive attire. For the final number, Wright invited former choraleers to the stage to join in the singing of Silent Night, or in later years, The Snow Lay on the Ground, providing an emotional and sentimental ending to the night. In 1964, under his direction, the Kane Men's Chorus spread the word of Kane's centennial far and wide as they airlifted to the New York World's Fair to participate in a mass chorus, according to a report in the Kane Republican. At the fair, they wore centennial neckties along with an assortment of beards. On the return flight to Bradford, they had a sing-along on the plane for the other passengers and crew, the newspaper reported. In the 1970s, the Kane High Choraleers made frequent appearances on local Erie TV channel WICU and on WTAJ Altoona. Students who got on board with Loren Wright, who practiced their parts and followed his leadership, were going places, and he coached them carefully. If the camera is on you and you forget the lyrics, just mouth the word watermelon over and over, he said with a smile. In 1976, the Kane Republican reported that more than 100 members of the Kane High Concert Band traveled to Philadelphia to give a 45-minute concert at Washington Square as part of the Old Philadelphia Sunday bicentennial celebration. Band members were treated to a candlelight tour of the city and a concert at Old Christ Church. According to the newspaper, Mayor Frank Rizzo sent a personal letter to Loren Wright thanking him for being part of Philadelphia's Day of Celebration. In the late 1970s, Wright also started an evening of music starring Miss Pennsylvania and the Kane High Choraleers. He later showcased his onstage persona as an MC and host for the Miss Allegheny Highlands pageant. Loren Wright was also a sharp businessman and an ardent fan of Kane, acquiring several properties from the Cohn family on Fraley Street, including the Landmark Building. He also sold pianos and organs from his family home on Tyonesta Avenue. He was a man with many friends, fans, and loyal students, and I was lucky enough to ride on his coattails and for a few brief moments to share the stage with him. For so many of his students, it all started with an impromptu request to sing the scales for him. It was as easy as do, re, mi. Well, that's all for now, friends. Please send your comments and story ideas to CitizenKanePA@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.